Oh yeah, motherfucker. That's that shit. Ooh. Come on.
Yeah. Ladies, make it hot. Thugs, make it hot. Make it pop.
You out of my name. Ooh, you bang bang. Ooh, you out of my name. Ooh, you bang bang. Ooh, you out of my name. Ooh, you bang bang. Ooh, you out of my name. You really, really, really fuck my body. You really, really, really turn me out. You really, really, really get the gut man. You really, really, really scream and shout. You really taught me how to fuck my body.
You really, really, really. Okay, you nasty ass bitch. Yes, hello everybody, welcome to All Things Sex with Daddy Cream himself. What is going on? Today is Monday, September 27th 2021. I don't know about you, but it's a beautiful motherfucking day outside. I cannot complain at the blessings that have flown in and the ass that I got this past weekend. It was great. I live in Arizona right now, but the ass I got was from a nigga from Sacramento. So it was kind of like, you feel me? We were able to talk about things and it was nice. It was nice. So, hey, boo, if you're listening to this, thanks for the booty this weekend. I appreciate it. No, but seriously, you guys, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is All Things Sex with Daddy Cream and we're gonna get nasty. This show is to discuss openly and comfortably sex, because it's all things sex with Daddy Cream, and I want people to be able to express themselves freely and have a safe place to do it. And if my platform and this particular podcast allows others to do that, then I'm gonna invite others and as many people on to come and do that, because I'm all about liberty and self-freedom and self, what's that word I'm fucking looking for? Self-expression, you know? So everyone always tries to act shy around sex and sex is this, sex is that. No, we're going to get to the bottom of everything and we're going to talk about porn. We're going to talk about 8-inch dicks, we're going to talk about HIV, we're going to talk about different sexual partners. If you're gay, we're going to talk about versatility, your tops or bottoms, and being labeled. If you're a woman, we're going to discuss if you guys want to be dominated in the bed, if you guys like to be the aggressor in the bedroom. This is that kind of show. This is the explicit podcast where you're going to get the detailed sex stories. You're going to get the greatest sex times that I've ever had. You're going to get the behind the scenes look at Daddy Cream as Daddy Cream, though. Not as Jovan, not as me, but literally as Daddy Cream. I want to open you guys up to the world of Daddy Cream and the world of porn and the world of sex. And I am not anywhere ashamed or ashamed to speak on sex. My dick is all over the internet, okay? Dick is all over the internet. You can Google search a motherfucker and you're gonna see me. Like, I have no shame because it's who I am. This is what I've done. We all have sex. The world, we all fucking have sex. Everybody tries to act like, oh, you know, they're all goody-goody or whatever. But no, like, everybody's a hoe, okay? Not saying like you're having sex with all these different partners or something, but everybody likes to be a freak and show their freaky side. At least you should. Like, I want a lady in the streets, but a freak in the bed. Hey, yay, okay? Like, it's a place and a time for everything. So if you can conduct yourself as a sexy businesswoman, by all means, do that. But just know when you're going back to the bed, I need you to give me that slop slop. You need to give me all the slop top, like, get nasty with it, dribble the balls, you feel me, what Nikki say, put my hands on my nigga's balls like I'm about to tell him cough, like, you need to spit on it, okay? But yes, that's what this kind of show is gonna be about. We're gonna talk about how to properly suck a dick, you know, at least I'm gonna give my experiences and Personally, I don't like to suck dick. I think I'm terrible at sucking dick. Every time a nigga's sucking dick, I got dry mouth because a nigga's high. So it's like, it's not working because I know I personally don't like dry head. So if I'm getting dry head, I'm like, ah. So if I'm giving dry head and I can feel that it's dry and then I'm over here trying to spit on it and it's like, I ain't even got no saliva to spit. It's kind of embarrassing and you just want to like go back to your shell or like, then you're just like, can I get some water? In the middle of sucking dick. So then you got to walk to the bath or to the kitchen, get you a little cup of water. And then you're coming back and you're just like, ah, that's good. Mouth feeling all moist, ready to suck some dick. And then you go to suck some dick and boom, 3 sucks in, mouth starting to feel dry again. I'm like, bitch, I just want to suck a dick. Okay. Not only that, but if we're going to eat some pussy, like, bitch, don't have your pussy stankin'. Like, if a bitch pussy doesn't, it shouldn't smell, period. I should be able to go down, well, I haven't ate a pussy in years, but when I would eat pussy, like, if I went down and I got the slightest slight of smell, I just wouldn't understand because, bitches, y'all pussy be foul. Like, that pussy can be real stank sometimes. So, like, you should take care of it. So if a nigga is gonna eat you out, you know, it's flattering. He wants to be down there. It's not scary or intimidating. Cause I, after a couple bad experiences, I might have gone down and like, if it wasn't, you know, I was just hesitant the second time. Like, oh, bitch, please don't let this motherfucking pussy stank, bitch. Like, so this is not a game. Like, oh, I can't wait to get into it. But no, this is just, we're just touching the surface right now. This is just an intro as to what All Things Sex with Daddy Cream is going to be about. It's going to be totally different than what my other podcast was speaking on. Because like I said, this is, I don't think my mother's going to listen to this one. So I can be kind of raunchy and nasty. Not saying if she does, like I'll be embarrassed or something. It's just going to be kind of like, fuck mom, like, you know. But my mom supports every single thing that I do. So I won't be surprised, Mama Dearest, if you are listening to this, just to, like, see what your son's talking about. But I'm curious to know people's favorite sexual fantasies and fetishes, because people have, you know, I'm being in the porn light and stuff, I see and hear it all, but have I really seen or heard it all? And I've seen a lot, okay? But I'm curious to know, have I really seen it all? It's a good question. I'm curious to know if people get tested for, you know, STDs and so forth. So let me get into this and I'll briefly touch on these topics without getting too much into detail. But, you know, I'm going to have a whole episode talking about like sucking dick and stuff. So this intro will really just be just that, an intro. So my first question is going to be about porn, and I'm curious to know if, and I'm sorry, I don't have other guests to bring on at this current time to actually get other answers, but I'm sure I can work that in some way, somehow. But first question is, does everyone watch porn? So I'm going to provide the answers for this one, and I don't think everyone watches porn. I think based on from experience, people have told me, you know, that they don't watch porn or that it doesn't turn them on. Or what's really weird for me is how girls like to watch gay porn. Like all my girlfriends, especially when I was first starting porn, all them hoes wanted to watch my porn. And they was like, oh, you're throwing it back. And they were like, oh, you fine. Like all this stuff. And they're just like, it blows my mind because when I watch two girls have sex, I'm like not turned on at all. And I'm like, this is like interesting. Like, oh, that's that. They do that. Okay. But like, I honestly think that a girl gets turned on by watching hot guys have sex because for one, we're hot. But for two, you know, they're kind of like looking up to us like, oh, like, kind of like a comparison kind of thing. And y'all can say it's not, but I know for a fact it is because I have shown videos to my friends, and then they've told me, like, oh, you throw back to me, but, like, the way that they've said it was kind of like a jealousy kind of way, like, not even in a joking kind of way, so. But as far as the question, I do think at one point, at somebody's, you know, point in their life, they have watched porn. Some people, they take porn to the next level. Some people have sex rooms in their house and so forth, like. It really just depends on the individual, the setting, and your partner, I guess. Which leads me to my next question, which would be, can you watch porn with a partner? And you know what? Now that I'm asking these questions out loud to myself, I'm definitely going to, I have two people in mind that I want to bring on, and hopefully I can by the time I'm finished with this episode, but or this intro, or you know what we'll do, guys? We'll save these questions, and then for our future episodes that are going to be longer, I'll have those guests on and I'll ask these questions because I need to have answers besides my own little brain. So, for me and my personal self, can I watch porn with a partner? I can't say that I have done it, but I can't say that I won't do it. Because partners and sexual hookups are two separate things. If I, at least the way that I look at it, if I have a sexual, well, maybe not. So if I have a sexual partner, that's just that. It's just a sexual partner, which could be just the, yes, I could watch porn with a sexual partner. But if I'm dating somebody, hell no, I don't want to watch porn with them. If I did watch porn with them, it would be more so to get an idea of what they want or what they would expect or their expectations. However, bitch, I'm a fucking professional porn star. I does this, so I'm more times often than not trying to, you know, make the moves or tell someone how to operate in the bed, which I'm okay with. Sometimes, you know, I would like to give somebody else the... It would be nice to be able to be the submissive one every now and then, because I'm never submissive and I miss being submissive. I just feel like from personal experience, I'm not going to be submissive with a motherfucker that doesn't give two fucks about me, because that has mentally fucked me up and I am not going to allow something like that to happen again. Like, I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to get dick down. Like, I would be lying. I haven't gotten fucked in I don't know how long. It's been at least a couple years. Like, legit getting fucked in my asshole, stroking the whole thing. And I'd be lying if I said I didn't miss the feeling. However, and you guys, I was married, bitch, and I didn't even let my ex-husband fuck me. So that says a lot. I really have to, if I'm getting fucked, for one, you have to be like, masculine. You gotta be like, I don't want a feminine top. I don't want a feminine dude trying to fuck me. It just won't happen. And I understand us dudes as gay men, we have feminine tendencies every now and then, and you know, stuff happens. But if you're legit a feminine dude, and don't take this offense, there's nothing against feminine dudes, but that's not how I want to get down. I personally don't want a feminine guy fucking me. But as far as if I'm going over to somebody's house and they got porn on and they're finna throw that ass back, more power to them, because I'm gonna be turned on either way, whether it's the ass in front of me, the ass on camera. My dick is getting hard, okay? Next question. What porn am I into? What kind of porn am I into? Honestly, you guys, I love raw porn and I love niggas. Like, I love raw niggas fucking. That's my go-to. That's what I prefer. Every now and then I'll dip into some like Latin shit or like maybe a black boy fucking on a white boy, but that's very rare. Like, I like to see two niggas. They could be as dark, one dark, one light, two light. It really doesn't matter, but I like niggas. I like black. So if I'm watching porn, I want it to be loud. I like verbal. I want to hear, you know, you getting fucked, but I don't want that. Like, I want that. Yeah, nigga, give me that shit, nigga. ooh, yeah, nigga, that shit feel good, my nigga. Like, give me that manly shit, you feel me? Because all that, yes, daddy, yes. That doesn't turn me on. I want to, when I am fucking, I want to fuck a male. I want to fuck on a man. Again, it's nothing against feminism or anything like that. This is just personal discretion. I like male, man. And if I'm watching porn, I want it to be men, two gay men. I want them to, you know, be good looking in the face, have facial hair, have some muscles, have, you know, some good quality traits to characteristic quality traits to them. That way, you know, it's relatable. Because in my real life, I like to fuck on men, like real life men. So if I'm watching porn, I want to see two, honestly, if I could see like two DL niggas or two straight niggas, that's really would be my preference. I also enjoy watching guy on girl when a girl's eating a guy out and the man's just hella fine and legs up and toes curling and stuff, because when I see stuff like that, it gives me the, okay, there's, I don't know, it just gives me hope or possibility. Like, if I were to maybe have this man with me, like, maybe he would be open-minded to getting his ass ate or something. So that really does turn me on too. Like, ooh, shout outs to them. Let's see. Would I be able to date someone who does porn? Would Daddy Kareem be able to date another porn star? I really believe I think I could if I was living with them, we were secure, and we weren't doing open collabs. And if we were doing collaborations, it was like a threesome type thing. Like, me and my partner are going to tag a bottom, or, you know, me and my partner are going to sit there while this bottom sucks us up or type shit. But I'm not going to, I wouldn't allow another porn star. And this is terrible because I'm all about freedom and stuff. But I wouldn't put myself in a situation to be with another porn star if that other porn star was wanting to be open, like in an open relationship or have collaborations or something. Because that's not me. That's not what I want to do. If I'm in a relationship, I'm not going to want to be out having open collaborations and stuff. I'm going to want to, unless it's, again, with my partner. Otherwise, I'd want to just keep it platonic and just keep it between me and my partner, because I, again, I'm all about sticking to the code, and I want to be loved one day the right way. I don't want somebody to think that because they're dating a porn star that they have to be in an open relationship or something. And I've been told that. People have told me, like, oh, you know, I'll let you be daddy, but if you want your friend to slut me out, we can do that too. And stuff like that, hearing that, it does turn me on, because it's like, damn, you're down like that. Like, you're, you know, down for me like that. But at the same time, I'm kind of skeptical, because I know, I mean, I'm not though, because if that person's down for me and they want to get fucked, I mean, I probably just couldn't see them getting fucked. I just wouldn't, I'm not secure enough to watch my man that I love get fucked. I just wouldn't be that strong mentally. I wouldn't want my friend to fuck on my man. The fuck? That's just not who I am. But for those who have said that or something, like, I appreciate, and I'm not, I'm open-minded to it. So if I were to get serious with somebody, then maybe, but I'm also very verbal when I'm, you know, dating, and I'll say I want a monogamous relationship. I don't want an open relationship. And but this is from past experience. Maybe going forward, maybe I will want an open relationship. Maybe going forward, me and my partner will have these discussions, and we won't be insecure, and we will be able to talk about watching porn together, or, you know, things like that. But right now, it's not really, I don't give a fuck about the next person's thoughts or anything. I don't give a damn. Like, suck my dick, nigga. Give me a nut. Like, peace. That's really all that it is. I also get asked a lot, you know, how you get started in the porn industry, how I got started in the porn industry, and what my advice would be to anybody who wants to get started into porn. So I'm just going to lay it out like this. Like, if you guys want to do porn, do it for your own reasons. Don't, and I'm not saying this to be shallow or like I can't give advice, but my advice is do it if you have to do it. I had to get into porn. It wasn't like, you know, I woke up one day and I was like, oh, let's go be a porn star. It was literally, I woke up one day and I was like, nigga, you got to get some money. And then I was watching porn online and I saw like, oh, apply now. We'll fly you out. We'll pay you this. We'll do this. We'll do that. So I was like 18, fresh out of jail, baby finna be born. I was like, yes, hell yes. Let me go fuck. Let me go get some dick. Let me go get some ass. And back then when I was 18, I was getting fucked. Like I used to love dick when I was a kid. So I was like, yes, I can probably find all the fine niggas. Like, let me go do this. And that's how I got started into porn. It was literally just an application online that I would go fill out. And back in the day, I used to go be able to go to By Latin Men, Raw Rods, or Treasure Island, wherever I would go. And, you know, I literally, it would be like, become a model on the side. And I would literally just apply myself. And then they would ask for like your stats, so like your height, weight, and so forth. And then it would ask for your dick size and so forth. And then you would send pictures. And every time, like, I always got hit back. And then those people, like, it was always a hit back. And I was always going somewhere to film porn. And so doing porn became a lifestyle, not necessarily by choice, even though it was by choice, but it wasn't something with intentions. Like, I didn't get into porn with intentions of becoming this well-known, world-renowned, you know, porn star type shit. It was never my expectations. But if that's your personal goal and you personally want to be a porn star, go for it. And from one porn star to a potential other, like, the sky's the limit. The money's there. Build yourself a brand and don't be taken advantage of. And you can definitely, you know, come up from it. For sure. And if you're a straight man, the money is definitely there. I feel like straight people get paid a lot more than the gay companies. And that's just, I've never worked with a straight company, but I have, you know, friends who have, and we've just done number comparisons and stuff. And it can be a big difference depending on, you know, your name and so forth. But if you want to be a porn star, I'll tell you this, they're not going to be checking for you as you might think. And when I say that, I'm talking about health-wise. They're not going to be making sure that you stay on top of your health and your A-game. You might have to sign contracts. And during these contract signings, really read the contract and see what's in there. Because some of these companies will try, and once you put your name and your signature on that signed contract, whatever name you're using or something will never be able to be used again by any other future companies or something, because they're very specific in the contracts. And some of them have tried to get over on me in the past, and I've actually had to really like dissect them and, you know, do my research to see what they're requesting of me before signing the contract. So if porn is something that you'd like to do, then just be cautious and be wary and be mindful. Be safe, treat others with respect, know that sex makes the world go round, and know your worth. When I first started out in this porn thing, when I was like 18, they weren't paying me shit, okay? Like, they were giving me chump change, but what I was doing wasn't chump change worthy. So it was, I didn't realize though until I got older and I started to have a name for myself, and I was like, wait, hold up. I was getting paid how much? Nah, y'all got me fucked up. Like, I deserve this much, okay? So just be mindful of who you're doing business with, because this business can be messy. I've gone into altercations. I've been threatened, and it can be nasty. But if you have, you know, a good head on your shoulders and you know what you want to do, you at least have a vision for yourself. So, you know, ask yourself this. If you are wanting to get into porn, why? Why do you want to get into porn? What is this going to do for me? Is it because I'm not having sex at home and I don't think I can get it any other way? Is it because you have moves and you want to be able to showcase your moves? Is it because you believe that you're a sex figure and you can make other people fantasize over your sexual being. You know, you have to really ask yourself these things, because a lot of people, at least from that I've come in contact with, they want to get into porn just to get into porn. Literally just to get into porn. And it's like, no. And I know people who will get into porn and like get $300 for a shoot. And I'm just like, girl, this is unacceptable. Like, you're over here getting fucked for an hour and a half on camera, where this company, the company that is allowing this man to fuck you for an hour and a half, they're going to make hundreds, probably thousands off of this one video. And they're only paying you a couple measly hundred. Unacceptable. So fellas, if you, even ladies, I don't know, I don't know not one single female porn star, so I can't talk about their pockets, but fellas, if you want to become a porn star and make a name for yourself, like, be yourself for one, stay on top of your health, stay on top of your fitness, and be mindful and cautious of who you're doing business with, and don't just sign anything just to sign anything, okay? Just from one porn star to another, because I've been in the game. I'm about to be 30 in January. I've been in this game almost 12 years, okay? I've seen it all. And there's been times when I've shown up to do a porn shoot, never had to sign a, I've always had to sign a contract, but never had to sign, you know, showing proof of an STD negative thing or HIV negative thing, like. But in the contract that you sign, it'll tell you, it'll ask you, when's the last date of your STD check? And then boom, you can write March 4th, 2017. But they're not, what I'm saying is they're not asking for proof of that March 4th, 2017 document, you know, showing, you know, hey, I was actually tested on this day and so forth. So that's why I'm saying be mindful and wary, because if you're going to go and have raw sex with a partner and you're signing a contract and you're putting a date and your real date, your date of your last test was real, but the production company on a business side of things, they're not actually checking for that proof, just be mindful, because the partner that you're sleeping with, they could have done the same thing and they could have signed the contract, and that person, you know, might be a different HIV level or status of you, and now you got two entertainers who have just signed contracts, and on the business side of things, the production, they know that one's negative and one's positive, but both entertainers do not like know the status. So basically it could just really fuck you up. Like, so just be cautious. If you're gonna have raw sex on camera, know your partner status. That's really what I'm coming to say, because these companies could give two fucks about you, okay? I've seen it. I've witnessed it. I've been the product that the company has not given a fuck about. Now, obviously, that's changed because I'm who the fuck I am now, Daddy fucking Cream. And everybody knows me. I'm world fucking known. Humbly. And on that note, that's on period. I'm going to go ahead and end this intro for all things sex with Daddy Cream. It was literally just to touch the surface and to give you guys an insight and to show you how different it is compared to the Javon Joseph Truth Behind It All podcast. That one was more so, you know, my personal detailed life. And this is obviously more, you know, sexual and open, and I'm going to give you personal experience. But this, we're going to talk about, you know, if we like anal in the ass and shit. And I definitely wasn't talking about shit like that on Javon Joseph, The Truth Behind It All. So hope you guys are ready. I'm looking here right now and I got five episodes to record, because sex, there's a lot of things to talk about. And I want to talk about, you know, the stigmatisms about HIV. I want to talk about sexual partners and fetishes and kinks and do's and don'ts in the bedroom. Definitely want to get into self-pleasure and masturbation and all of those things. So All Things Sex with Daddy Cream is an explicit, detailed look into the porn and adult side of Daddy Cream. And I'm excited. I don't think it's been done where someone has, you know, a Javon Joseph, you know, their regular life podcast and then their sexual life podcast. So I'm excited. Like, you guys are going to get the full circle of who I am, from business to family to friends to self. Like, it's all here. And it's all going to be on All Things Sex with Daddy Cream. Until next time, fellas, ladies, y'all take care.